Hello again. Thanks for joining me. My name is Steve Gretsch. The podcast is called A Different Drummer, where I'm looking into the promises of God found in Scripture. And this episode is called We Have a Mediator. We have a mediator. For there is one God and one mediator also between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. This is found in 1 Timothy 2:5. The mediator is a go-between, an agent of something good. And that's true. That's just, this is what the Lord did as he came and died for our sins, was raised and ascended into heaven. It's another way it could have been translated as an arbiter, the one whose power of deciding and governing is not limited. The Lord Jesus' power, he can decide, is not limited. He can take the vilest sinner and convert them to one that is following himself. Isn't that beautiful how the Lord can make a person just do an about face? That's what happened to me, and I'm sure it's what happened to you. And the gospel is that we repent of our sin, put our trust in Jesus Christ, and believe his gospel. It's just, and that's kind of the short abbreviated version. I love this verse, and it was pointed out to me by my teacher when we were taking a school, a through the Bible school here many years ago. This verse, Job 9:33 says, "There is no umpire between us who may lay his hand on both of us." Job was looking for the Messiah. He was looking for Jesus, and it hadn't happened yet. And so there he was looking for someone to lay on both, because things were happening to Job, and it's a long story there. It's a great book. And so we can also look at the word one mediator. It means alone. It means there is no other. There's no second choice. There's no plan B. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." John 14:6. It's a beautiful thing. The Lord Jesus is the mediator. He's the one. There's no other. And so we look at this word umpire is basically a judge. And from that Job verse, "Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent, because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed." There is the mediator, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. That's Acts 17:30-31. So we have this mediator who is also judge, and he is the one and only one. It's just, he is so wonderful to cling to. As we trot along in this life and things happening, both good and bad, we can know that the Lord Jesus is the one that we can go to. He mediates between us and the Father, between God and men. This word "and" is even interesting. I looked it up, and it says it's including men. It's kind of like a connection. And so I can only say what was once missing is now present. The Lord Jesus, he is our mediator. What a wonderful God we serve. And this is all, every bit of it is impossible for men. Only the Lord himself can do this. "Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." That's Matthew 19:24-26. All things are possible through God. His plan was to put a mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that we can go to and pray to, and he's the one that we believe. And so the promise is, again, we have a mediator. "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus," found in 1 Timothy 2:5. Well, there you have it. We have a mediator. Wonderful promise. And so I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.